to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we'd like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We got lots to talk about. We're going to be talking about unlocking the allergy scam. Yeah. Anybody got out there? You got allergies? Not just environmental, food allergies, stuff like that. Well, we're going to talk about it. Also, if we get time, we might touch on heartburn, some other things. But we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is God's Mercy. And we're in Psalms 145. Love Psalms. If you haven't read Psalms lately, do so. It'll lift your spirits. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great mercy. And the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And thou art in the magnifold of his mercies. And, you're not in a wilderness when you got the Lord's glory shining upon you. And I'll take it every day. Thanks very much. And I hope you'll seek the Lord's face, mind, and time, because it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, U.S. military is genetically engineering some new life forms. Pentagon is looking at some living camouflage. So it's a variety of applications. The engineers are organizing natural organisms that would, let's say, detect submarines, right? Boats or Navy SEALs floating in the water. So the Naval Research Laboratory is supporting this research, and they want to use sea organisms, and they change the genetic makeup so that they react to certain substances left by ships, vessels, divers, equipment. They react to metals, fuel exhaust, human DNA, and other molecules that are not naturally found in the ocean. So guess what the cost of this research is for the military? $45 million American dollars from this is the Navy, Army, and Air Force. Of course, you know who's picking up that tab. Moving along in the quack report. Are you becoming more allergic to food? We're going to be talking more about that in the first part of the show. But a lot of inquiries are into some deaths now. Two British teenagers, after they ate peanuts or sesame seeds had anaphylactic shock and died. So people, you know, we've got a lot of dairy allergies, a lot of egg allergies, and allergies are on the rise. And of course, you know, science is scratching its head and they're going, well, I don't know what's causing this. This is just, you know, a phenomenon. Let's just do some research on this and we'll see. But life-threatening reactions, you know, how many people are carrying EpiPens around in their backpacks at school? You know, you see these warnings on products. You know, this product was made in a facility that processed soy, peanuts, eggs, whatever. Well, traces of trigger foods can be a problem for people, so that's why it's on there. So milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts like walnuts, almonds, pecans, Brazil nuts, pine nuts, sesame seeds, of course, shellfish and fish, all are allergy-related foods, and we're going to talk more about that in the first segment of the show. I have some revelations for you. All right, last but not least, in the Quack Report, here's some positive news. Chlorella, which is a medicinal plant, they say can prevent inflammation, related diseases like, you know, rheumatoid arthritis and so forth. So they're saying chlorella, then the study researchers said there's lots of benefits to it. It takes care of visceral pain and inflammatory conditions, cystitis, inflammation of the bladder. So chlorella is your blue-green algae. Has lots of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, chlorophyll, something the body's hungering for. And if you want to, you know, look at a natural way to deal with those kind of problems, then maybe chlorella. If you're looking for that at thepowerherbs.com, look at the body food mix. It's in there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, Frank, keep me on track on my clock tonight. Just go ahead and play bumper, you know, just kind of bump it up a little bit and I'll hear it and I got to keep on track. I get so wrapped up in my report, my message, my passion that I sometimes forget to take a break. So, Frank, keep me on track tonight, will you? Thanks. All right, we're going to talk about unlocking the allergy scam. There's been an explosion in the number of people allergic to everyday foods. And the list of food sensitivities is growing, and not just in humans, but also in pets. So what could the correlating factor be between humans and pets developing not only more allergies, but more deadly ones? Well, the smoking gun, according to medical science itself, is vaccines. Now, there have been studies led by scientists and physicians like, let's say, Dr. Paul Offit, who have concluded that their research has shown that vaccines are not the culprit for allergies, but close scrutiny of their research connections show they have a close ties to the vaccine industry. So you can't believe that. So we need really to look at research that's not influenced and is not corrupted. We want to get at the truth. You know, we want to protect our families, our pets, from adverse reactions and sometimes deadly risks of vaccines. And, you know, obviously deadly reactions to food allergies causing anaphylaxis. So we want to dig and we want to get some truth here. First, a little history. You know, according to Science Direct, Hippocrates, father of medicine, he actually noted food allergies such as shellfish that could even cause death. And he wrote about it in 690 BC that he called it the hostile humor, but science today calls it antibodies. So Hippocrates kind of knew it was an immune system response. So, however, the condition of being allergic to food really didn't seem to interest medicine all that much until the early 20th century. And then in the 1970s, medicine concluded that, hey, the condition of food allergy needed to be given a name and a diagnosis code. And when we come back from this break, I got more on the other side, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way,
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we are talking about a little bit of history of food allergies. Now, they also decided, modern medicine, when they decided, you know, hey, let's look at food allergies for a little bit here, and let's be serious. They decided that being allergic to food may not be a genetic issue, but maybe an immune system issue. So the studies by Dr. Charles May on food allergies in the 1970s introduced the notion that it stems from an immunopathogenic mechanism. So it's clearly obvious that science has known that being sensitive to certain foods involves the immune system. They have known this, get this, for thousands of years, since Hippocrates' time. So with that said, the invention and use of vaccine serums, which highly influence the immune system, have been the catalyst for spurring on various hyper-induced food sensitivities. Now, by the 1930s, the scientific community owned more than 6 patents on serum proteins that cause gastrointestinal food allergies. Did you know that? Yeah, the field of gastroenterology kind of exploded then, and so did the treatments for the conditions. Here is a quote from Titus Cato, 98 to 55 BC. He said, "What is a food to one is another a rank poison." Yeah, food allergies have been around, but we have food allergies on steroids is what we have. Let's look at some of the science. They did some tests, okay, on this theory. We have found within the halls of science, there's this scientific literature that there was testing confirming vaccines are the culprit. So in 1921, there was an experiment done by a scientist called Carl Praxinitz, and he was testing fish allergens. He was working at the Hygiene Institute in Wrocław in Poland. So Praxinitz was allergic to pollen, but he was not allergic to fish. So he was wondering if there was a possibility to make someone allergic to a food like fish. So he set out to prove this theory to see if he could transfer allergens to others using a serum. He found that his allergy-induced serum had immediate effects. Actually, Praxinitz in his is really the father of the skin allergy test. That's where they got this idea. So what he did is create what is known today as a transferable IgE immunoglobulin antibody factor. So, and what happens is that reacts to specific antigens, and you can induce a response through the immune system. So he could make patients allergic to fish, eggs, or whatever protein was added to his serum. Now, I believe this was actually the unfortunate springboard science used to weaponize vaccines to cause massive allergic responses. Now, other research followed over 70 years, and science learned how to create sensitivities to wheat, dairy, eggs, fish, nuts, grass, trees, and so on. So they logged all this in. All these reactions are part of research from human volunteers, when they reacted to their serum. So they wrote it all down. So here's what they wrote down as reactionary responses: eczema and other forms of dermatitis, asthma, rhinitis and sinus infections, and digestive upset and spasms of the colon. Now, here is a quote from Science Direct. It was an article on food allergies, past, present, and future, appeared in October 2016. And this is what they said. Investigation proved that with serum tainted with either egg or fish protein could make 90% of normal adults or children contract that food allergy within 24 hours. What do you think of that, Frank? On purpose. It's on purpose, purpose, purpose. EpiPens are here to stay. All right. The researchers perfected their serums, and they noticed that they can increase the H2 blocker stomach acidity affecting your stomach pumps. And they also noted that when the person consumed alcohol, guess what? It increased the absorption of their antigen serum, so it just made everything worse. So the scientists noted that the serums used to create a lot of gastrointestinal food allergies show up within about 30 minutes. What happens is the gastric mucosa in the human's digestive tract grew abnormal patches of this thick gray layer of mucus, causing the person the inability to have what is normal intestinal mast cells. So they grossly sensitize the digestive lining, making people allergic and causing all forms of digestive distress depending on, you know, which patented protein serum they're using. Which brings an important question to mind. What is in the allergy shots that are supposedly tailored to the patient? They are so dangerous that they can cause respiratory arrest, and patients have to wait in the doctor's office for 30 minutes after they get their shot in case they stop breathing, anaphylaxis. So people have been experimented on from the very beginning with vaccine use, and the public has aided the scientific world in honing into perfection their immunotherapeutic approach to creating disease. So scientific medicine gives people an allergy disease and then sells them a method of treatment to desensitize their immune system, known as allergy shots or EpiPens. Do you feel scammed yet? Really, do you? I know I do. Well, let's look at the evolution of allergies, you know, because I think people have to kind of notice that food allergies have kind of gotten worse and more prevalent. And I can honestly say it's not your imagination. Here's a quote from Science Direct again in their article of October 2016. They say, in the early 1980s, the landscape of food allergy was very different from today because food allergy was less prevalent and there was less public awareness of the problem. Doctors dismissed the notion that many medical issues could be really allergies because allergies were not promoted as, quote, a real science. Now, in the 1980s, there was perhaps maybe 1%, they say, of the population diagnosed with food allergy compared to about over 20% today. Well, you got more vaccines. You got more proteins, more serums going. And the more you get, the worse it gets. So with the ever-increasing number and use of protein serum vaccines, we see an increase in different types of allergies, and many are still not attributed to vaccine use. Now, if you are on the newsletter list from the PowerHerbs.com website, you would get these charts from Science Direct. They have actually charted the increase in food allergies from the 1990s all the way up to today, and it is evident on this chart. There's skin allergies, there's food allergies, there's respiratory allergies, basically at least a fivefold increase over the last quarter. So if you want to sign up for the newsletters, they're absolutely free. There's no subscription. You go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up for free. And you're going to get empowering information each week from the newsletter. So check it out. Also, that newsletter is only delivered by email. It is not a hard copy mailed by regular mail, just letting you know. All right, so I want to get to this study. This is just an amazing find. This was like, you know, gold when I found it. In October 2015, the Journal of Developing Drugs published research titled "Evidence That Food Proteins in Vaccines Cause the Development of Food Allergies and Its Implications for Vaccine Policy." So in 1913, there was this scientist, Laureate Charles Roche, and he received a Nobel Prize for his work proving that by injecting a protein into animals or humans, that it causes an immune system sensitization to whatever the protein is. So for 105 years, scientific medicine has knowingly and willfully assaulted patients in this manner. Our physicians today have to be the most ill-informed and ill-educated scientists to date. Now, if I can find this research, they can too. And the physicians that do know, I'd say few, have made the decision to change the way they treat their patients. The rest, well, the rest remain silent and then just continue to lie to their patients. Here is a quote from the Journal of Developing Drugs. They say, "Subsequent exposure to vaccine serum proteins can result in allergic reactions causing anaphylaxis. This fact has been demonstrated over and over again in humans and animals. The Institute of Medicine in 2011 confirmed that food proteins in vaccines cause food allergy and adverse events. Allergens in vaccines are not only fully disclosed, allergens and vaccines are not fully disclosed, and no safe level or dose of these injected allergens has ever been established. They go on to say the allergens and vaccines are also not regulated. The quantities of the allergens in vaccine serums are not regulated. It has been scientifically proven that smaller quantity of allergen that is currently in the vaccines can actually cause the sensitization and event. So it's well documented that in many currently approved vaccines, they have enough allergen to cause anaphylactic shock." Ooh, and we got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back. To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about the allergy scam. Majority of it is, there are some people that are naturally allergic, but most people are getting a little help. They're getting a little help. All right, hey, Frank, guess what else that I found? Guess what else? Oh, you will not be able to guess this. The Journal of Developing Drugs. They dropped this bomb when I stated that these vaccines cause what is called suboptimal gut microbiome in newborns and have also resulted in 50% increase in C-section births. So the adjuvants, the disease and the proteins and the aluminum compounds increase the sensitivity to the injected food proteins that are already in the vaccines. Okay, so you've got this crossover reaction going on. Here's what the journal says. They said this combination of food protein, especially in C-section babies, contributes to millions developing life-threatening food allergies. Due to the scale of the food allergy epidemic, urgent and immediate action is needed. Okay, so now this is a quote from the Children's Medical Safety Research Institute, October 2015. They said food allergies in children ages 0 to 17 in the United States have increased by 50% between 1997 and 2011. Okay. More vaccines. See, they're rolling out more and more and more vaccines. I mean, what is it? 72 vaccines before the kid's five. It's crazy. And you know what? Universal healthcare has its hand in this. Oh yeah. The free healthcare that they want the whole world to have. The countries that have government-run healthcare have the worst epidemic than the United States. Okay, so the universal healthcare, you know, people kind of are slaves to the government-run healthcare because they get pushed into getting treatments so they don't lose their coverage kind of thing. So here is a quote from the Children's Medical Safety Research Institute. They say, in the UK, life-threatening food allergies have become alarmingly pervasive. We have witnessed a 700% increase in hospital admissions for anaphylactic shock and a 500% increase in admissions for food allergies since 1990. Mm-hmm. So guess what? What we're witnessing is not just an epidemic. It's more than an epidemic. We're witnessing global malpractice, and that's putting it nicely. Here is a quote from Heather Frazier. She's the author of the book, The Peanut Allergy Epidemic, What's Causing It and How to Stop It, published in 2011. And she says, mass allergic phenomenon called serum sickness first emerged at the close of the 19th century in tandem with mass vaccination. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, right around at the close of the 90s, they ramped up the vaccine schedule. All right, let's look at the vaccine protein list. You want to guess what's in it? Hey, Frank, you got any idea? What proteins are they putting in those serums that are causing people to have food allergies? Well, yeah, but it's more than just junk. Okay, so there's a list of very common proteins that are included in vaccines. Now, we're not talking about the infectious proteins like, you know, whooping cough and chickenpox and things like that. They are actually putting in vaccines, all vaccines, these proteins. And, you know, when people get multiple vaccines in one sitting, it's enough to really overwhelm the immune system, causing a lot of life-threatening outcomes. And this is where we get the SIDS, the sudden infant dead syndrome. These kids are having anaphylactic shock and they just stop breathing. It's because they were murdered when they got a vaccine. Okay. So here's the list of some of the common proteins. They have what is called oval brumbin, which is egg white protein. They also have casein, which is milk protein, and they also have gelatin, which is derived from animal parts like skin, cartilage, bones, horns, usually from cattle or hogs. And then they have soy protein as well as, now you've got your polysorbate 80 and sorbitol, but those are also made from food proteins from coconut, palm, sunflower, wheat, and corn. And also aluminum adjuvants are added. And they're made, get this, from food proteins to provide this hyperimmune system response. So you're getting a lot of protein and your immune system is really not knowing what to do with it. So despite all the research and the documentation over not just years, not a decade, but over a century, that vaccine proteins cause acute allergy illnesses and respiratory shock, and the use of proteins in vaccines is entirely unregulated, there is really no safe level ever established. Do you feel scammed yet? I keep asking you that. Nobody's responding. What do you think, Frank? Do you feel scammed yet? Oh, yeah, I did when I first put these pieces together. It's like breadcrumbs. I'm following the trail. I mean, either people are just totally blind in the medical area or they just, you know, don't care. Let me read you this quote from Dr. Conrad Kale. He's with PreventDisease.com, June 2012. He says, evidence indicates that routine childhood vaccinations contribute to the emergence of chronic allergic problems like eczema, ear infections, and asthma. A growing number of scientists and physicians maintain that most standard vaccinations permanently disturb the developing immune system, setting the stage for hypersensitive reactions to foods and other common substances. In fact, naturally contracting a childhood illness, such as measles, mumps, or whooping cough, may actually reduce the risk of allergy, end of quote. He also goes on to say, vaccines clog your lymphatic system and your lymph nodes with large protein molecules, which have not been adequately broken down by your digestive process since your vaccine bypassed digestion and was injected right into the bloodstream, and this is what is known as artificial infection. So this is why vaccines, he says, are linked to allergies, because they contain large proteins which become circulating immune complexes, or what he calls clinkers, causing our body to become allergic. Clinkers. Clinkers. I don't know about you, but to be putting it as a clinker kind of ticks me off. But all right, so who do you trust? You know, because the more I read on what science is saying about itself, the more I see the importance of being proactive, resourceful, and investigate all treatments, because your life depends on it. So most prescribed medications for lifelong use are really a slow poisoning, and there are always alternatives. And I have often said that when you find an honest business and good products, you should hang on to them like they're the ripcord to your parachute. So you can trust God, who promises that his medicinal herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. And when I found the healing potential in herbs, it offered me my avenue away from drugs and surgery. Herbs offer me independence, Now, there's always the chance of trauma, and that is what I would reserve modern medicine for, and it would be as brief an encounter as possible. So, but I trust God's word, and I've witnessed the healing capabilities in herbs many times, and it is, you know, it's like God is winking at me. So everyone has that healing power with the herbal tools, and it's really freedom to avoid medical clinkers. Now, if you would like to learn more on how you can power up your immune system to resist infection, cleanse away toxins that invite disease, hey, I'd call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because for 20 years, that's what they've been doing. They have a full line of organic whole food organ cleanses, immune boosters, and metabolic strengthening formulas. And you're not going to want to be without that. So give them a call. Get a free catalog. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website is there with lots of information, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep, you and God's herbs. No better combination. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, I got to shift gears. Got a few minutes. We're going to squeeze in our heartburn talk because we got the holidays still ahead of us. We got half the holiday. Well, we got Christmas and we got New Year's. And so we got lots of celebrating ahead. And what do we do? Well, we eat too much. We drink too much. Typically, that's what we do. And people get heartburn. So we're going to talk about that because a lot of people get heartburn, especially around the holidays, overindulging. About 10% of the population in the United States, it's like 15 million people, they have regular heartburn on a regular basis, not just the holidays. So, and when they do get heartburn, so there's like 60 million Americans, they may have an episode once a month, okay? So you may have, it's all called the same thing, basically, heartburn, indigestion, sour stomach, regurgitation, acid reflux, GERD, it's, you know. It's, so no matter what name you give it, we got a problem. It can ruin your day, keep you up all night. So we're going to look at what we could do to resolve, help one out of 18 people not suffer, get a good night's sleep. And you have that power. You have that power. So the discomfort that you tend to feel if you get that heartburn is your stomach contents and all the digestive juices that are flowing, your hydrochloric acid and your pepsin and your enzymes, they're kind of splashing up a little bit into the lower part of your esophagus, causing that acid and giving that burning sensation and that pressure in your chest. So the lining of your esophagus is not designed like the lining of your stomach to be able to tolerate a lot of those harsh digestive acids. So it's really not uncommon for this sensation to be severe enough to maybe make a person think they're having a heart attack. So when you swallow food, the esophagus sphincter is a small muscular ring that separates the esophagus from your stomach. It's supposed to close and prevent food from coming back up into the esophagus. So this muscle becomes, if it becomes weak or if it gets stretched out due to a lot of overeating, it's not going to close all the way, and it won't be able to keep a lot of that food and those digestive enzymes from coming up into the esophagus. So if you have this weak sphincter muscle, and it, and a little bit of pressure can make it spring back open like a jack-in-the-box, and then it can cause all that discomfort and give you a lot of spasms, even a bitter taste in your mouth. Oh, I can see by the clock. We got to take a break. We got more on the other side. Be right back.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you. For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talking, we're talking about heartburn, and one of the things I failed to mention, though, in the first segment of the show, when we're talking about your allergies, you know, when you do your organ cleanses, you can pull a lot of pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, and all these things that you tend to get from a vaccine out and cleanse the system and purify it. So organ cleansing is real important if you're trying to reverse the damage from your vaccine. So I did get a call from a mom the other day, and I said, well, we don't advocate children cleanse and possibly until they're 100 pounds and at least 15 years of age. So with kids, it's kind of a little trickier, little ones. So best thing to do is do your homework on vaccines. All right, so we're talking about heartburn, and erosion can happen if you let this heartburn go on too long. It can scar the tissue of the esophagus, and you can risk narrowing the esophagus, and then the food doesn't pass through as well, and you could even put yourself at a higher risk of getting esophageal cancer, so you don't want to do that. Some of the contributing factors, though, being overweight puts a lot of pressure on the stomach and makes that muscle pop open, and you get that GERD or acid reflux. About 35% of overweight people experience heartburn, but you are able to reverse the condition and also decrease the weight. Smokers also seem to be, they aggravate the condition because they're stimulating the production of a lot of stomach acids and relaxing that sphincter valve. And again, this is a problem. Also, consuming alcohol can, it primes the pump for heartburn, actually increases your stress. Increases in stress and behavior can also cause you to drink and smoke more. So this is kind of like, you know, a bad, bad thing. So, hey, Frank, I can hear you talking in my headset. Anyway, let's talk about some eating habits. There is good news, actually. The main cause for heartburn is influenced by what we're eating. So you want to control this heartburn. You have to decide on a daily basis. Are you going to invite it or are you going to avoid heartburn? Dr. Donald Castile, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, he agrees that dietary patterns can either, be the blame for heartburn or protect you from it. So as we get older, we experience heartburn more frequently, he says, and all the more cause to develop better eating habits to get rid of that acid reflux. So start those good eating habits, he says, in your 20s and 30s so that you don't get the heartburn later on in your 40s and 50s. So let's talk about the alcohol for just a minute. Why does alcohol promote heartburn? Well, again, that esophageal sphincter muscle, can get relaxed or even tranquilized a bit with the alcohol. So if you drink alcohol within, let's say, 2 hours before you go to bed, you're more likely to experience heartburn. The alcohol will relax that muscle and allow acids back up into your esophagus. Now, researchers at the University of Dundee in Australia, they tested 17 men and women who did not have heartburn or reflux problem. The volunteers were given about 4 ounces of whiskey to drink and about 4 ounces of water 3 hours after they ate, around 10 p.m., and then they went to bed at 12. Another group was given a placebo drink consisting of water and flavoring, no alcohol. So during the night, the acid levels in the esophagus were monitored, and in this study, 41% experienced a reflux during the night that had the alcohol. The ones that didn't, they were fine. The group that was drinking the flavored water didn't experience any reflux or heartburn at all. So you have to stop drinking about 3.5 hours before you go to bed, or you're going to have acid reflux. Now let's talk about chocolate, because we're going to be coming up to the holidays, and then, of course, you know, February with the Valentine's and all the chocolate. So a harmless piece of chocolate actually can trigger heartburn. So if you're prone to heartburn, the chocolate is off the table. People who don't have heartburn usually don't have a problem eating chocolate. But if you are prone to heartburn, chocolate is a big no-no. The chemical mechanism that you would encounter eating chocolate, according to Dr. Castile, that chocolate has a chemical in it, and it's called methoxyethine. And this chemical, he says, anesthetizes that muscle at the end of your esophagus on top of your stomach, and it makes it come open. So all your acid comes back up into the esophagus. So he found that chocolate, he actually has measured chocolate residues in the esophagus when he's tested it. So apparently chocolate can provoke acid backwash in individuals who have heartburn, but rarely for those who don't have heartburn. Okay, so you're safe to go with the chocolate if you're not a heartburn sufferer per se. Also, high fat, research is supporting a lot of high fat in the diet will trigger more acid backwash into the esophagus within 4 hours after you ate. So watch the fat. So researchers are saying if you're eating too many high fat foods, it lowers the pressure. And the sphincter muscle just, it can't hold its tight fit, and then your stomach is going to just release all those acids into the esophagus. So you get more acids on high-fat diets, and the heartburn is even more intense. So, you know, watch the fried foods, the milkshakes, the cheese, hamburgers, all those fatty foods. Try to eliminate those. And a lot of people say, oh, it's spicy foods. Well, a lot of people think it's the spicy foods to blame for heartburn discomfort, but a team of researchers at Oklahoma Foundation of Digestive Research at Presbyterian Hospital found that's not the case. They determined that onions, which are usually included in a lot of spicy entrees, were actually the cause for that heartburn, not the spice itself. So Dr. Mark Mello suspects that onion, just like chocolate, relaxes that sphincter valve muscle, and that's why you have the heartburn. Other foods that you should be aware about that can encourage heartburn or make it worse or give you acid reflux, peppermint because of the menthol in it, spearmint as well. Those are going to encourage a lot of belching, as well as cabbage and cucumbers. So these foods are very gassy or can encourage that gas buildup. Foods which produce more acid and gas will contribute more problems to heartburn. Also off the list would be coffee, soda, beer, tomatoes, and milk products. So definitely watch what you're putting in there. Other things to be concerned about that can stretch open that sphincter muscle and cause a problem. If you eat too fast, or if you're overloading the stomach, if you're overeating, those things are going to be a heartburn nightmare. If you're lying down too soon after you eat, also a problem. It pushes food up against that sphincter muscle and makes the muscle pop open. Overweight individuals more so than others are going to have that problem because the abdomen and the sphincter muscle kind of touch one another, and they're going to pop it open if you don't watch it. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Other than, you know, keeping a food journal and maybe, you know, watching what you eat, not the fats, not the chocolate, not the coffee, like the sodas, you know, all those things that are really culprit foods, you can use some herbs. Herbs, absolutely. We have digestive herbs all day long. Marshmallow root, I love it. It soothes the lining of the esophagus and the stomach. You could do bowel cleansing also. If you want to stop smoking, which can cause heartburn to be more prevalent, you can use the smoker's helper formula that gets rid of the craving to smoke, and it's all non-toxic and inexpensive. Other digestive herbs, fennel and ginger root, a slippery elm, also great. Oh, if you don't want to overeat, take gentian root 30 minutes before your meal, and you won't overeat. Great product to have, especially during the holidays. So you would just take it 30 minutes before you sit down to eat or before you go have hors d'oeuvre, you know, and you won't overeat. Gentian root, if you remember in like the 40s and 50s and back in even the 20s and 30s, they would have, you know, a little – alcohol before dinner, you know, in the drawing room, that kind of thing. So they have a little happy hour, if you will, and they would have vermouth in these alcoholic beverages. And it was there on purpose. The vermouth you thought was just part of the drink itself, but no, the vermouth is actually made out of gentian root, and it prevents overeating, especially when, you know, the elite are eating a lot of these rich 20 course meals. Hello. Had to have that vermouth in my drink. I don't want to overeat. So really, gentian root you could use without, you know, having to have the booze. And you can take a few drops of this and not overeat. So if you're looking for the digestive herbs I've mentioned, just hit the digestive tab at thepowerherbs.com and you can check it out there. Or if you don't do the internet, no worries. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. And they'll send you their free product catalog. You can check it out in there. The number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need their totally organic, whole food, cold-pressed, naturally aged herbal formulas that are professional strength, and you won't find them in stores. So this is what the practitioners get, but you can get it too. And of course, a lot of information. So they're bent on giving you the tools and the information to succeed. So definitely a win-win there. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And, of course, don't forget, if you're on the website, do sign up for the free newsletters. You'll get empowering information each and every week. You can share it with family and friends, you know, pass on the empowerment. And take back your health. Take back your life. Don't be on lifelong drugs the rest of your life. That's just total ridiculousness and expense that nobody needs. And it's not that hard, really. Health should not be complicated. We just make it that way. Just control that diet. It all starts in your head. Go there. Make sure, you know, you got your mind on straight. And take power back. Take the power back. Don't give it over to the white coats. You keep it. All right, I'm out of time, and I'll be back next time on Thursday. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.